Elissa Walker Campbell back with you, and good evening. Welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We've got a very special program, an edition of the Big E Sports Show. We've got you covered always with the biggest and best in sports. An outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours. We've got a ton of NBA, college football, and NFL talk. In fact, Super Bowl champion coach Tony Dungy is going to be joining us to talk about the dynamic new movie that is out this weekend titled Woodlawn that has been released nationwide. Highly recommend for your entire family. But we're going to kick off our show tonight with one of the Big E favorites, a very special guest who is back in town, Super Bowl winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil, who won it all in 1999 with his quarterback, Kurt Warner. It is so good to have you back with us, Coach.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Lisa.
Well, it is always an honor. We're looking forward to catching up with you. We want to get your perspective on the Houston Texans and a number of things, but what brings you back to Houston? I bet you just came to town just to come and be on the Big E Sports Show right here at YSR,
well,
right?
You always allow me on your show when I'm here, and that's great. It's good marketing for our Vermeil wine products. But I come in here really to invest some time in the market and work with Specs and Rodney Brown, who represents our wines on the wholesale side with Specs Wine, and they're our best distributor. So I'm actually here for the week.
Well, of course, the holidays are just around the corner. This would be a great time to stock up on your wines. Tell the listeners where they can go. And I've got some questions for you. We always brag about your cab and what a fabulous wine that is. But I want you to talk to us about some of the dessert wines that you offer, especially since the holidays are going to be here.
Well, you know, we're not big into dessert wine. We make a little bottle of wine, a half bottle called Compassion. It's
right.
A port. It's a sweet wine. And after dinner, I can drink it after dinner or with a dessert, especially with a nice chocolate dessert. It's very good. Our Sauvignon Blanc is some people like it even after dinner. Now we've made 100 cases of Chardonnay again this year, and our 2014 is better than our 2013 was, and we sold that out right away. And when you're making limited production wines like we do in different varietals, you get excited when all of a sudden one takes off and sells out quickly.
You know, you were talking about the dessert wine, the Compassion wine. What is the flavor of that wine?
It's like a rich red wine, you know, higher in alcohol, more fruit up front, you know, if people drink port, they will understand what this is.
Right. We are so delighted that you are with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Super Bowl winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil. Can you believe it? One of the greatest coaches of all time is joining us in studio tonight. And we wanted to have you on to talk about your wines, obviously direct all the listeners where they can go once again, and to find out more about Vermeil wines.
Well, in the state of Texas, it is Specs. Nobody does a better job us than Specs.
Our good friend Rodney Brown in studio with us.
They have 170-plus stores throughout the state, but I really concentrate my effort here in Houston. It's a great city, a great restaurant city. I was just at lunch with Masroff's there, and Rodney did a good job of pouring our wines for Russell Masroff, and I think it went well. And these things you do, you hit four or five places a day, but retail-wise, you go to Specs and buy our wines.
What kind of feedback do you get from some of the folks that try your wines for the first time?
Well, for example, the one fellow there today, Eric, says, you know, they have such a negative overall perceived idea of what a so-called sports celebrity wine is, you know.
Right.
And they're always seem sort of surprised and saying, oh, my gosh, this is good.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, this is not too good. You just put your name on it to sell the bottle of wine. And that's not the process at all with us. You know, I'm deeply involved in everything we do other than making the wine itself physically. But they're sort of surprised the wines are as good as they are.
And the winemaking business is very competitive. What sets yours apart and makes yours stand out?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the National Football League, everyone complains how tough it is. There's 32 teams.
Yeah.
Welcome to the wine world in Northern California, over 500 wineries, and everybody makes good wine. Ours is unique. You know, you develop a personal relationship with the people that liked good wines. We don't tell anybody our wines are any better than anybody else's. We say if your wine tastes good to you, it's good wine. And being a small producer, you cannot make inexpensive wine. It has to be quality wine matched price-wise to the value. And you know, when a person spends $40 for a bottle of wine, he wants a good bottle of wine. And when he spends $80 for a bottle of wine, he wants a real good bottle of wine. But we can't make high volume. You know, people are making thousands of cases and they can sell it for much less. And little guys like us cannot do that. And we don't want them. That's not our bag.
You know, the 2015 year is quickly coming to a close. As we look ahead to 2016, what's on the horizon for Vermeil Wines? I mean, you're goal-oriented. I mean, what would you like to accomplish?
Well, our I was out there through the harvest for the 2015s. Our crop was down about 30%. We're hoping the quality will not be down, okay. But due to the different variations of weather, when things certain happen, and when they got rain, when they didn't get rain, when they got heat, when they didn't get heat, these kinds. But the overall crop was down about 30%. Now, sometimes the grapes and the quality ends up being better. Only time will tell. Our new winemaker, Thomas Rivers Brown and Randy Jones, seem to be pleased with the quality of the grapes. So I know our 13s that we just bottled just recently are better than anything we've done in the past. So, you know, you keep honing your process. Right. You keep making a little money and putting it back into the process to make it better. You know, get better barrels, get better processing, get better storage, all these different things. And the other thing we've done is we've become a little more restrictive as to the area of the 170-acre vineyard, the Freddie Annie vineyard that we use. We now have total access to what we call a picket road block for Cabernet, which is the best block of Cabernet in the vineyard, right across the street from Araujo, you know, $350 bottle of wine at Araujo. Now, 25 yards away, we're picking grapes to make our Cabernet and use Cabernet in other blends. So you just keep trying to make it better. In 16, we'd like to get so we sell more direct in our tasting rooms. The sales in both our Napa tasting room on First Street and our Calistoga tasting room on Lincoln Street are up. You know, people are becoming aware that we're in the wine business, and there's a lot of people that like the little, small, quaint type of situation, sure, for their wine, you know, and which is good. There's enough wine drinkers in the United States to fill all our arteries, believe me, even though we get a small percentage of them.
You know, I have to wonder, what are some of the biggest challenges and obstacles that you have to overcome? You're talking about how competitive this business is. Also, the climate. I'm sure you have a farmer's almanac. You're wanting to know, you know, what's going to happen there. But what are some of the biggest challenges perhaps you didn't anticipate?
The biggest challenge is selling it. The biggest challenge is
marketing
putting
it?
The wines in with a distributor that will sell it when you're not there. I have no trouble selling wine in St. Louis and Kansas City when I'm there. When I'm not there, it doesn't sell real good. Because distributors in general have so much pressure on them to sell the high-volume, big-name wineries that they can't go into a restaurant or into other shops and present all these wines that, oh, by the way, Taste for Meals wine, when they're trying to get you to buy 150 cases of Mondavi or Stag's Leap or Joseph Phelps, all big-name, great-quality wines.
Sure.
So the little guy many times gets left out. With Specs and Rodney Brown, we get equal opportunity.
That's wonderful. Hey, Dick Vermeil with us in studio tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to encourage you to go to his website, vermeilwines.com. Of course, you're right here in the Lone Star State in Houston. You can go to Specs, and they will definitely hook you up. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. When we come back, hey, we want to start talking about the Houston Texans. We want to get the coach's perspective and start marking up the X's and O's. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and we will be right back.